The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services has seen a $15 million cut to its behavioral health division this year, and more cuts are being proposed, despite soaring demand for mental health and addiction treatment programs. DHHS now faces a $25 million cut to help fund property tax relief. Behavioral health specialist in Norfolk provides short-term residential treatment for substance use disorders. Executive Director Neil Broder said the COVID pandemic may have contributed to the mistaken assumption that any unspent funding must not have been needed.
Really why a lot of places where people weren't able to pull down their funding and use it, it wasn't because the demand wasn't there. It's because trying to find staff the last 4 to 5 years, it was a difficult period.
Some Nebraska agencies have spent years rebuilding their staff following COVID. Broders explains that they've had to compete with national companies who can pay more and allow people to work remotely. He says employers, especially in smaller communities, have had to increase wages and work harder to recruit and retain staff. Broders says their residential program only recently became fully staffed for the first time in 4 years.
We now have the staff to be at 58 beds and are full. We receive over 100 referrals a month for those 58 beds. So, I mean, we have the staffing now to serve the clients. The clients are there.
The multi-program CenterPoint, based in Lincoln, has seen a similar increase in demand in the past year. CEO Topher Hansen says their primary care clinic served 500 more people, and they provided over 2,000 more hours of outpatient clinic care, at least partly because they were able to fill some open positions.
But the more staff we get, the more availability we have, the more people that come in the door.
Over half of the people CenterPoint served in the last fiscal year reported annual incomes of less than $1,000. Hansen says funding for mental health and addiction recovery isn't always politically popular, but is often a fiscally sound move. He points to their alternative response program that works with the Lincoln Police Department to send a CenterPoint team, rather than a uniformed officer, for nonviolent welfare checks.
We have done over 1,000 of those in the last year and saved officer time every single time. We've cut the emergency protective custody incidents in half. We've housed 12 people and decriminalized being unsheltered.
For Public News Service, I'm Deborah Van Fleet. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.